I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get out to the hotline and welcome in Darren Rovell. He, of course, the business of sports betting, sports business reporter, and a senior executive producer for Action Network. And you can follow him on Twitter as we do, at Darren Rovell, Northwestern guy made good. Darren, how are you this morning?
Morning, Darren.
I'm going to my the first day of my job, really, in New York City, you know, my new job here at the Action Network. So it's very interesting after, you know, so much time in traditional media to move over to this side.
Well, we used to talk to you, and then you had to go to, you were barred from us because you were at ESPN. And now we get to talk to you again. And obviously, Action Network, you know, we all know what the Action Network is here in the industry. What attracted you to sports gambling? And I read your story about it, and I have 1,000 questions because I'm a big fan of the Premier League.
Listen, living in New Jersey right now, and maybe it's hard to explain, and that's why I decided to write the column more, you know, as specifically as I did. There's going to be $700 million bet over the last 6 months in New Jersey, and I'm living in New Jersey, and I'm seeing it, and it's Vegas East. And when you think about the fact that there's only 8 states right now that are, you know, in sports gambling, and there's probably going to be 15 next year, and then there's going to be 20 and 25, you know, it's still in its infancy, but the writing is on the wall. And, you know, I had started covering sports gambling way back, but really the story started ratcheting up in terms of the numbers of stories from 20 to 40 to 60 to this year I'll do 100. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I can just cover sports betting. I'll still do sports business, but really focus on sports betting. That's really where the money is. That's where the intrigue is. It's where the excitement is. And you know, so then it became, okay, where do you go? So it had to be a place for me where they don't take any bets. And it was less the touty thing and more of the research. And the Action Network was founded by, you know, 3 stat companies rolled into one. And if you look at it in the way they track it, it's truly unique. And, you know, so I felt like from an editorial standpoint, from a coverage standpoint, from a company standpoint, this was the best editorial betting bet for me to make.
I think everybody understands that, Darren, who's in the business, and I think media and fans, this is going to change the way that we talk about sports, and it already has. And you've seen that since May, since the big news, since the landmark decision. I just wonder what your perspective is on will it change the way the people involved in the sports, the coaches, the players, the executives, talk about it, approach it? Will it change anything about, you know, will perception affect reality in the way that they either look at, you know, whether they're on the underdog status, the point spreads, anything about that will filter into the approach they take?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think that, you know, certainly they can more overtly talk about that type of stuff, I think. The tough part is the colleges. I expect colleges to, you know, really, this is where the compromising can happen, where the players aren't being paid and where there's so many actors that can really affect some sort of outcome, whether it's a spread or an over-under or whatever. And, you know, that's really where I see changes. I think practices are going to be more closed in terms of maybe the media is there, but, you know, the old, hey, I have a friend who loves the program, can he show up at practice? I don't think that's happening anymore with high-profile programs. So I think there's the change, and I think at college it's really going to tighten up just because there's a chance to sacrifice the whole idea of integrity. I think that's where really integrity comes in. I'm not too sure, even though the sports leagues want integrity fees, if there's really an integrity issue there. And if I don't think there's much concern there. But now, as we've always said, now it will be monitored when it's legal, just like Vegas. When there's something up or something weird, something strange, it's more easily deciphered. And so that's the flip side of this.
Darren, do you believe that that people didn't know the sports line anyway? I mean, you know, we always talk about college coach.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Cover machine,
yeah,
college coach.
I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous. Where I think it's gonna really come into play is, you know, it's got to come into play in the broadcast, because, you know, if Adam Silver is so, you know, in on gambling, and he knows that that's, you know, the interest is being driven and revenue is being driven from gambling, then, you know, clearly the broadcasters have to, if a game is, you know, over, but, you know, there's an 11-point spread and, you know, 12 to 13 range or whatever, I mean, the audience, you know, you're going to have to mention gambling. And it was really interesting watching Tiger versus Phil and just the talk of the sponsorship from MGM, and each hole, for those of you that didn't see it, they said where the bets were coming in on MGM's app. That's also interesting. You know, it's not just a sponsorship. They're also sharing their data as to, you know, what's coming in and what's not. But, you know, just from covering this, people are so intrigued, and it's really going to get bigger and bigger, obviously.
I have to ask you about Northwestern before we let you go. You know, a lot of rumors about Pat Fitzgerald. You follow the program as close as anybody. I saw you tweet out your Northwestern wardrobe choices last week before heading to Indianapolis, and that was impressive, Darren, and a little disturbing, but very impressive. You go deep into purple.
Purple is my favorite color, and I'm not insecure about it.
That's great. What do you expect from Pat Fitzgerald, and how surprised would you be if he entertains the idea of interviewing with an NFL team such as the Packers?
Yeah. Listen, he's done so much for the program. There's a continuity here, which is, you know, Barnett got Northwestern to the point, and then you know, Randy Walker in 2000 winning the Big Ten championship was so important, and then, you know, kudos to Jim Phillips when Randy unfortunately passed away to, you know, hand the job over to Pat, even though, you know, he was the youngest coach at the time, I think 33, and now he's like the seventh most tenured coach in college football, which is just hilarious. But, and he's done so much. So as a fan, he can do what he wants. You know, I still think as a fan, I'd also say I still think there's a whole lot more to go. And our facility is better than the Green Bay Packers. So the practice facility is better than the Green Bay Packers. I've been to both. So, you know, he can entertain, I'm sure, but I would also say that, you know, realize that there's enough money to, if Northwestern needed to make him the highest paid coach in football, they could.
Great stuff. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.